craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Saturday and welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown, or whenever you happen to be listening to it. Glad to have you with me. These are the rules of engagement. They're pretty simple. First of all, if you're trying to figure out where and how to listen to the program, you can go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. There's a tab called How to Listen. And when you click on How to Listen, you'll see that Premier's done a pretty good job. We got an interactive map that shows all the affiliates around the country. You'll find a list under that of the affiliates by alphabetical order, you know, by order of the alphabetical of the city, and what time they air and re-air the program. And also at that website, michaelsaysgohere.com, you can follow me on social media by clicking on the icon for X, the little birdie, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Just click on all of those and follow me on all of the social media sites. And then last but not least, throughout the program, anytime, tell me anything, ask me anything by texting this number, 33103, and start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Either one doesn't make a difference to me. Just start with one of those. Viktor Orban, who is the president of Hungary, is an interesting figure. A lot of people would say that he's a right-wing nut job, that he verges on being almost a little dictator. But if you've ever been to Hungary, I'm not trying to excuse anything that Viktor Orban might do, but Hungary is it's a beautiful country. Budapest is a wonderful city. It's a great place to visit. Good food, a lot of really interesting tourist and geographical things to see. It's a nice place. And you can claim that Viktor Orban, through some sort of tyrannical little dictatorship, which may or may not be true, is responsible for that. Or you might say that the people of Hungary actually want to protect their culture, unlike some other countries that I know. Looks over his shoulder. Oh, yeah, my country. Our country. A culture of freedom of speech, individual liberty, all of that. But here's what's going on in Hungary that's a lesson for all of us. You know, the European Union is, well, I think they're a bunch of commies, number one. But number two, the European Union has always kind of seen itself as trying to emulate the United States federal government. So they hodgepodge together all of these countries in Europe under the umbrella of the EU. Well, the United Kingdom, after I forget how long of being in the EU, the British Parliament and the British people got tired of being dictated to by the EU, which is based in Brussels, about, well, here's how you're going to conduct your affairs. And the Brits said, no, here's how we're going to conduct our affairs. We're going to withdraw. So we had the big Brexit debate, and it eventually passed, and the UK pulled out of the EU. Smart move, I think, on their part. Well, what's going on in Hungary right now, I think, is another example of why the EU ought to just be thrown apart. Hungary faces a significant financial penalty. I'll tell you what the penalty is in just a minute. from the EU's highest court because of Hungary's noncompliance with policies surrounding the treatment of illegal aliens, or as they call them, migrants, and all of the asylum seekers, which again is anybody, you know, here's if you really want a definition of an asylum seeker, it's somebody from a crap hole, S-word hole country that doesn't like living where they are because they have a tyrannical dictatorial government. They have a planned central economy. It's either fascist, it's socialist, it's communist, whatever it might be. And they don't like living there. So rather than trying to change their company, Freudian slip, rather than trying to change their country, they decide that they're just going to move somewhere else. Because, hey, I can go to France and I can live off their social welfare system, or I can go to Hungary, or I can go to the UK, or I can go somewhere else. Sweden, let's look at Sweden. How bad are things in Sweden right now? And I can live there, live off their social welfare system, and I don't have to work, and I don't live in a crap hole country. And then I can take all of my crap and all of my stuff that was bad in the other country, and I can bring it to the new country and turn that country into a crap hole country. Well, Hungary has said no. Hungary's just said no, we're not going to do it. The European Court of Justice has determined that Hungary must pay a fine amounting to about 200 million euros, plus an additional daily penalty of 1 million euros until all of the required changes that the EU wants are implemented. Now, Prime Minister Viktor Orban has expressed his discontent with the ruling in a Facebook post, which I find kind of funny of itself. I mean, I get that you want to get the word out, and I know this, that it's going to get spread, but come on, Mr. Orban, you're the Prime Minister. Hold a press conference. But he did it on a Facebook post. He calls it outrageous and unacceptable. Well, Hungary's nationalist government has already, on a previous occasion, refused to enforce a 2020 court decision, an EU court decision, mandating the modification of its asylum procedures and its border policies. Let me give you a little bit of equivalent. It would be like the United Nations, that dirtbag of an organization, suddenly deciding to tell us, hey, here's what you need to do with your asylum seekers. Here's what you need to do with your illegal aliens. Here's how you need to treat them. Here's what you need to provide them. Here's what you need to do. I think we'd all thumb our nose at the United Nations and tell them to go pound sand. But that's kind of what's going on here in the EU. The European Court of Justice elaborated that Hungary, well, you didn't adhere to our mandatory measures outlined in that 2020 judgment. And specifically, the court cited Hungary's failure to allow applicants for international protection to remain in Hungary while their appeals against rejection were pending. Does that sound kind of familiar? Yeah, it's kind of what goes on in this country. We have all these asylum seekers coming from all, you know, it used to be back in the old days, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, that most of the illegal aliens coming into this country were coming from the triangle countries, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Honduras, and of course, Mexico. And then a few from, you know, a spattering here from Colombia or Peru or somewhere, maybe a few from Argentina, Chile, or wherever. But, you know, most of them were just from South America. Now they're from all over the world, literally from all over the world. And we're doing the same thing. We're allowing them to come in here. Oh, you're seeking asylum? Well, come on in. The door's open. And while we try to get your case on a court docket somewhere, feel free to take advantage of whatever you need. What do you need? Some clothing? Oh, we got an NGO that's financed by taxpayers that'll find you some clothing. Oh, you need shelter? Well, since you're homeless, we have NGOs that are funded by taxpayers, and we'll find you a place to live. You need a phone? You need some internet? You need what do you need? How about a car? Need a job? Whatever. I mean, it's insane what we're doing. And Hungary's just said, no, we're just not going to do it. The other thing that this court judgment did, I'll tell you about in just a second. But don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to this number. On your message app, just type in the number 33103 and then start your message with Mike or Michael and tell me anything, ask me anything. What else did the court tell Hungary to do?
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in Overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday. And the weekend is heating up in Overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DDJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moments at the river.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. For those of you that are telling me about the Blaze Radio Network, we've sent a note to programming to see if they can figure out what's going on, but not sure we can do anything right now. Back to Viktor Orban, Hungary, and this. It shows how globalists everywhere are really trying to change the culture of countries and leading up to somehow, the United Nations or the World Health Organization or the World Economic Forum or, you know, whatever globalist organization you want to point out, that somehow they know better than individual countries know how to govern themselves. And regardless of what you think of Viktor Orban or what you think about his policies, this is a situation where he's doing exactly the right thing and standing up to them, the European Court of Judgment, the European Union. They elaborated that, the court did, that Hungary wasn't adhering to these measures that they put in place 4 years ago, back in 2020. As I said before the break, they're really complaining about the fact that Hungary said if you want to apply for international protection or asylum, then you need to stay in your own country, and we're going to kick you out, and you can apply for asylum, and then we'll hear your case, and if you get granted asylum, then you can come in. Seems a fairly reasonable thing to do. It's the way it ought to be done in most places, unless someone is truly, but you know, we've kind of crossed that Rubicon of people that are truly being persecuted, you know, individually. And so they're trying to escape for political reasons. Nobody's really trying to escape for political reasons anymore. They're mostly trying to escape for what? Economic reasons. Now, Hungary's current law says that any asylum requests must be submitted at Hungarian embassies in neighboring Serbia or Ukraine. And individuals that are attempting to make unauthorized border crossings are almost always turned back. And Orban's government is pointing to the closure of pre-existing transit zones as this is the way they're complying, despite the EU's assertion that those actions had not met the court's directive. Now, back in 2021, Orban stated his intention to sustain Hungary's existing asylum policy directives. And then the EU sued them back in 2022, maintaining that Hungary had not taken what they thought were essential steps to comply with this judgment from 2020. As long as we continue to allow either international globalist organizations like the EU or the United Nations to dictate to individual sovereign nations what they can do and cannot do with respect to asylum seekers, or for that matter, illegal aliens or this wave of migrants from everywhere, then we ought to recognize that no nation has sovereignty. Hungary's standing up. If you think about it, you go to Paris, you go to Copenhagen, you go to almost any city in Sweden, and you'll find, just like we used to have, and maybe still do to some degree, in Dearborn, Michigan, and some places, sometimes in Seattle, you'll have these no-go zones where illegal aliens have moved in and taken over, and pretty much police have just, you know, they've just thrown up their hands, and we're not going to do anything, and we can't do anything. That's so destructive in terms of what it costs. In Colorado, we're spending tens of millions of dollars, not in the state, just in little old Denver. In Denver, Colorado, upwards of $40 million being spent to house illegal aliens. Now, well, let me rephrase that. Up to $40 million just to provide for illegal aliens. Housing is just a subset of the provisions that are being made. I know it's summertime right now, but when fall comes and these kids all show up in schools, you're going to have overpopulation. You're going to have kids that have to be mainstreamed. So even though they don't speak a lick of English, they're going to be stuck in the back of the classroom. And the teacher's going to, instead of having a class size of, you know, 28 or 30, they're going to have a class size of 35 or maybe even 40. Who knows what the number will end up being. And so your child's education is going to suffer because we allow all of those people to come in here. Let me make something clear. Not opposed to immigration. I think immigration is actually a wonderful thing. Someone decides that they want to come to this country and they want to be a productive working member of our society and they want to abide by our Constitution and our laws and they want to become taxpayers Hell's bells. We can use more taxpayers. Take a little bit of a burden off you and me. I'm all for that. In a logical, rational, legal process. But that's not what we have at all anymore. And it's become a joke in this country. You know, the idea that this was a bad problem and we need to do something about it is really seen in California Governor Gavin Newsom. Listen to this bullcrap. I'll explain to you in a minute why it's bullcrap.
We're back down here at the border, Tijuana, right behind me, San Diego sector, the San Ysidro port of entry, not too far away, which is the largest in the Western Hemisphere. Now, we're just down here with the National Guard, meeting with customs agents, as well as Border Patrol, talking about our partnerships. 390 National Guards men and women that have been working, particularly as it relates to fentanyl here in the state of California. Look at the bottom line, at the end of the day, they need more resources. Everybody needs more resources. And the Republican Party has been consistently standing in the way of providing the resources, the support for the men and women working hard, not only here at the border, but out throughout the state of California and this country to address the issues related to the border. It's time for them to stop playing politics. It's time for the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, to stop playing politics and do the right thing.
I love the head fakes. So here's slick-haired mayor become governor Gavin Newsom talking about how he's down at the southern border in California. He's down at Tijuana with the National Guard, and, you know, it's all about fentanyl, and it's all about, you know, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is not doing anything, and everybody needs more resources, everybody needs more money, and the bull crap that he's pulling off here is he's had a legal crossing with the National Guard. Well, at the same time, I don't know, maybe 20 miles to his east, 40 miles to his east, well, hell's bells, maybe just a mile or two to his east. The National Guard's not there, and they're not doing anything. In fact, what I find fascinating about this is nobody in the national media wanted to ask Gavin Newsom, hey, so I'm going to make an assumption he's facing to the north. So he's standing at a legal crossing near Tijuana, and he's facing the north. Hey, Governor, look to your right. Look down the hill there. See all those people crossing over there? Why isn't the National Guard down there? It is unbelievable how we just allow this kind of crap to go on, and nobody really does anything. He doubles down about National Guard troops at the California border. But those National Guard troops aren't doing anything. Anything at all. And yet they blame Republicans because there's a lack of resources. Wow. The cojones on that guy is simply amazing. It's not just here. It's Hungary. It's Sweden. It's France. It's everywhere. Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, you can text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Everybody hang tight.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, NAVAGE.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, X. Twitter and X, I guess that's the same thing, right? So on Twitter, it's X. X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go click over there and follow me right now. On Instagram and Facebook, it's at Michael D. Brown. And let's talk about podcasts for a second. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you do that, you find that, you click subscribe, You've got all 5 days of the weekday program, and you got the weekend program. You got more Michael Brown than you can possibly need. Got it. So go do that right now. So this whole, it seems to me for, and I think this is part of the reason we have a kind of a nationalist populist movement going on, not just in this country, as represented by Donald Trump and some others, but what's going on in a lot of the European countries. This is why Emmanuel Macron has called for a snap election because, well, the nationalist populist movements in France, led by Le Pen, is making inroads in the French parliament. The same is true in Germany. Italy, you've already got Giorgia Meloni, who is a nationalist populist in Italy. And so these movements are beginning to take place, in my opinion, as a backlash to all of this kind of globalist tyranny, for lack of a better word, that's kind of dripping over the entire world. I'll give you another example. The United Nations. Well, I mean, just the stupidity of this drives me. First of all, it's totally unenforceable. Unless, and of course, countries around the world go, oh, well, the United Nations wants us to do it, so I guess we better do it. You know, if that happens in this country, we need to revolt. Anytime we give away any of our sovereignty to some group of, I mean, it's led by a group of people that look like it's the Star Wars bar scene. They come from these little tin horn dictatorial governments where they suppress their population, they steal the wealth from their country and from their population. And then they go to the United Nations, live high on the hog in New York City, and they think they have the audacity to tell us how to live. Well, that group, the United Nations, is calling on governments of these sovereign nations to introduce sweeping new regulations that will allow globalists, like the World Health Organization and others, to apply strict controls and limits on your water supply. What do you need to live? Yeah, you need water. Well, the unelected bureaucratic agencies within the United Nations are arguing now that rationing water is part of its agenda for supposedly securing climate justice. What the hell does that mean? Anybody want to tell me what that means? Securing climate justice? I mean, I know what the effect of it is. The effect of it is just more control over how you live your life. if you ask, just, you know, if you go out to dinner tonight, or, you know, you're going somewhere, no, tomorrow's Father's Day, Sunday's Father's Day, so you're going to take your dad out to dinner, you know, you're going to have dad over for dinner, whatever you're going to do. Dad, I got a question. What does it mean to secure climate justice? see what dad's answer to that is. Well, son, securing climate justice means that we've got to do whatever it takes to save the planet from ourselves. So we should just have mass suicide around the world and just turn the planet over to all the vegetation and all the animals and get rid of human beings, and then Earth can just, you know, Mother Earth can live however it wants. You know, if your dad says that, he might need to be in a home. Just saying. So these stupid UN regulations would actually assert major restrictions on the use of water by the general public by giving individuals a dystopian daily allowance. I honestly do not know, nor do I care, how much daily water I consume. Now, let me think. Obviously, I drink liquids, and the liquids are, even if they're alcoholic or this Diet Coke that I'm sipping on right now, or it's water out of, well, I wouldn't drink out of the water fountains in this building, but if it's water out of, you know, the jugs of water the water service provides, or it's watering my lawn, which I actually don't like. I mean, I just don't like lawns. But watering my lawn, or my wife watering her plants, the dogs are drinking water. I took a shower this morning. Yeah, I decided, well, it was Saturday. So I thought, hell's bells, might as well just take a shower. So I took a shower. Imagine me being told, or you being told, you can only consume, in whatever fashion you decide, X amount of gallons of water, and that's it. You would be, according to one story I found, you would be limited to only one shower per day, watering that lawn on a private lawn, that would be banned. And gardens would be restricted. Now, I found that one kind of odd, because shouldn't we actually encourage people to have their own gardens? I mean, that's what we did during World War II, during the Depression. You know, everybody had a garden, growing tomatoes, growing peppers, growing whatever, you know, in the South, growing some okra, some good old fried okra. But no, you couldn't do that. And to ration water supplies to homes, that would be restricted by a state-controlled meter. Why, what could possibly go wrong with this? The United States is among the first nations to get on board with these plans. With Joe Biden and his obedient administration by signing on to UN treaties that do this kind of stuff. Last year, the Biden administration published a fact sheet to detail what actions that Biden is taking to comply with the United Nations water control agenda. In fact, I just happen to have the fact sheet in front of me. It's called Biden-Harris Administration Takes New Action to Conserve and Restore America's Lands and Waters. Yay! With these new actions, it says, President Biden is delivering on the most ambitious land and water conservation agenda in American history. These actions build on more than 2 years of the Biden-Harris administration's progress and historic investments to advance conservation, restoration, and stewardship nationwide. That record includes protecting more lands and waters in his first year than any president since JFK. In other words, taking more land and water out of private hands and putting it in government hands. You know, I don't know what to say. I'd have to look it up. I don't remember. But in a state like Colorado, probably at least, I'm guessing at least half the land, if not more, is owned by the state or the federal government. Because we got a lot of national forests. We got a lot of state forests, a lot of state parks, which, you know, it's a beautiful state. There's a lot of, you know, nice wilderness to go hiking. But nonetheless, every time you take more land to conserve it, you take it out of private hands. Now, if a private organization wants to do some sort of preservation easement where they might buy a big ranch, they might buy a big part of, you know, some forest area somewhere and turn it into a public easement, but a conservation easement, well, that's okay, as long as people can still use it. They also claim they're setting the country's first ever national conservation goal to conserve at least, what do you think the figure is? What percentage? To conserve at least 30% of U.S. lands and waters by the year 2030. In other words, let's take one third of all land that comprises the great United States of America, and instead of leaving that in the private sector, let's move that over to the government sector, the public sector. A third. That's a pretty damn ambitious goal. That means that at some point, the government will own most of the land. Because you know that once it starts, it's never going to stop. Of course, they signed on to executive orders to protect America's forests, securing the largest investment, meaning spending, in climate, environmental justice, and conservation ever, putting the entire U.S. Arctic Ocean off limits to new oil and gas development. Seems to me the Arctic was doing just fine with oil and gas development, and everything was, you know, the Eskimos, the Native Americans, the tribes, everybody up there, the seals, they were all doing just fine. But no, we're going to put it off limits. Restoring and strengthening protections for cherished places, including Bear's Ears, Grand Staircase, Escalante, and Northeast Canyon and Seamounts National Monuments, as well as the Tongass National Forest. Okay. I have no problem, you know, Rocky Mountain National Park here in Colorado, it needs a lot of work done. Because we're spending money on the wrong things. So we take a park like Rocky Mountain National Park or Glacier National Park or any of the others, and we let them deteriorate because, well, we're spending money on all the wrong stuff. You know, I just want you to remember, they are applauding themselves, they're patting themselves on the back for taking away and locking away thousands of square miles of ocean from drilling or fishing. I kind of like seafood. And I kind of like oil and natural gas. But what this says, or what it doesn't say, is that the waters of the United States gives the government control of every runoff ditch and every puddle. So we begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. This is a massive taking of private land.
Since the terror attacks on October 7th, anti-Semitism has been on the rise, not just in Israel, but here at home in the U.S. and around the world. That's why the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is asking that you stand with Israel to raise your voice, just as Oscar Schindler and Corrie ten Boom did. This pledge is asking Christians to stand with their Jewish brothers and sisters to never be silent, to show the Jewish people they are not alone. They have God and Christians on their side. For the month of June, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is asking Christians to sign this pledge, which will be delivered to the President of Israel to show that Christians in America are not only standing in solidarity, but they are speaking up, too. Take a stand today with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to let the Jewish people know that they're not alone. To sign the pledge, go to supportifcj.org. Supportifcj.org to take a stand today.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s, $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12, kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Well, you silly gooses, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Ha! Silly you. No, I'm really glad that you are. So during the break, I was curious. We're talking about United Nations wants sovereign nations around the world to limit the amount of water that you personally consume. Now, I'm not just for wasting water. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to just waste water. But water actually is a renewable resource. And we ought to start be a lot smarter about developing desalinization projects. I mean, there's a hell of a lot of water covering this earth. And, you know, we ought to be able to collect rainwater and we ought to, you know, we need water. So I'm not just for wasting water. But nor am I for government telling me how much water I can consume. So I was curious about, you know, this whole idea that by 2030, that they want to increase the government owner, the Biden administration does, wants to increase government ownership of lands to 30%. So I was really curious how much do they own right now? Well, I found a couple of conflicting numbers. If you go to Wikipedia, the Book of Knowledge, which is just the first hit that came up, it says the federal government manages about 640 million acres, which is about 28% of the total land area of the United States. A website called study.com says the federal government owns and manages about one-third of the total U.S. territory. Then, let's see, this is Ballotpedia, says an overview of federal land policy and how federal land is managed can be accessed here. The federal government owns around 620 million acres of land. That's about 27% of the 2.27 billion acres of land in the U.S. Now, that is all I could find so far. I haven't looked, but all I found so far was for federal ownership. So federal ownership is already about one-third, 27 to somewhere to a 33 and a third percent. You add in state and local governments, we're probably well over a third already. And the Biden administration wants to control more? And they've already signed on to this idea that the United Nations ought to limit, or the United Nations says that the federal government ought to limit how much water we can consume. Now, what the Biden administration does not say is that the waters of the United States, that's a legal term, gives the government control of every runoff ditch and puddle all over the country. This massive taking, which will, by the end of it, remove 1 billion of acres from American use, locks up pretty much a lot of natural resources on the grounds of scarcity. In the next hour, I want to talk about scarcity for a moment. Well, maybe for more than a moment. I want to talk about scarcity because while you may think that we live in a world of scarce resources, I think when you look over your shoulder historically, you'll see that, wait a minute, we've always been able to increase resources, at least in this country, because of free markets, private enterprise, and limited government. But every single order and every single legislative initiative hews to this one idea, and that is that somehow humans are killing the earth and that we're running out of everything, except apparently sun and wind, which is the future of green energy. And then all the non-government organizations proffer proof that set-asides, that taking things out of production somehow creates prosperity. Have you ever thought about how insane that is? So if you want more prosperity, then let's start limiting what you can do. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So if you examine the proof, it's a boilerplate for every set aside. The prosperity is in service jobs, which they claim are doctors and engineers, but you're really some are waitresses and checkout cashiers, real jobs, the one that build families, those are in decline.
The only increase is tourism, and I think tourism would have come about anyway. It's an inversion of reality that's creating the most astonishing level of incompetence and actually cruelty. For example, it was either last weekend or weekend before. The city of Philadelphia took 3 days, 72 hours, to notify 14 million people that their water was tainted by a spill from a factory. California, probably still claiming that they've been in a drought for the past 20 years until they had all these torrential rains. You know, not climate change, but it's just part of the natural boom or bust water cycle that we have in the West. Somehow that's meant that farmers and ranchers in California, literally a breadbasket for the entire nation, have somehow been deliberately starved of water. Well, they have been deliberately starved of water. For 150 years, the western states engaged in building what I think is to be the eighth wonder of the world, a water system that could feed, clothe, and house the known universe. And now for the past 25 years, that globalist green agenda, guided by the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, the Rockefeller, Ford, and all these other pernicious foundations, has been breaking down that water system. More than 1,000 significant dams have been taken out of commission, and thousands upon thousands of little dams and weirs in the upland ranges and forests, they've all been removed. And the result of this has been, and its purpose, is to starve human development, to starve food production, to starve economic well-being. Honestly, California? California's got plenty of water. It's just hidden, and it's hidden very well. The United Nations and every single country is all focused on locking up water. Again, step back and think about that. If you control water, what else do you control? It's like when you control health care, you control energy, now you control water. Man, without water, everything dies. Maybe that's what they want. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, send me a text, 33103. Start it with Mike or Michael. Hang tight. Let's think about scarcity next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports the UK's Princess of Wales has made her first public appearance since her cancer diagnosis.
Britain's Princess of Wales has attended Saturday's Royal Trooping the Colour ceremony, her first public appearance since her cancer diagnosis. The 42-year-old princess travelled by horse-drawn carriage from Buckingham Palace with her children George, who's 10, Charlotte, 9, and 6-year-old Louis. She watched the ceremony from a building overlooking Horse Guards Parade, a ceremonial parade ground in central London. The annual event was also a show of stability by the monarchy, after months in which both the King and Kate, wife of heir to the throne, Prince William, have been sidelined by cancer treatment. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Former Senator Jim Talent says the best way to deter China from seeking to invade Taiwan is to be prepared with superior military force. He also says the U.S. has made some improvements, especially in the use of drones, but is still lagging behind China.
They made a lot of progress and on AI, so I think that's hopeful, but we need to get that done, and we need to do a lot of other things at the same time.
One of Israel's former ambassadors to the United States, Dr. Michael Loren, says if Hezbollah goes to war, Israel will have to respond immediately to save itself from a barrage of deadly rocket strikes.
People can't walk around the streets in these abandoned cities. Hezbollah will pick you off.
Dr. Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network this week. Former President Trump has marked his 78th birthday by addressing a large crowd at Club 47 in Florida.
There's nowhere else I'd rather be on my birthday. It's Flag Day, my birthday.
The former president eliciting strong cheers last night by promising to secure the border and cut back on burdensome government regulations. More from townhall.com.
This is a consumer alert to all U.S. taxpayers who owe the IRS back taxes or have unfiled tax returns. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you can now take advantage of active programs that provide relief to struggling taxpayers and may reduce or eliminate what you owe if you qualify, even if you are facing liens, levies, audits, wage garnishment, or already in a payment plan. Call the Easy Tax Relief Helpline now to check what savings you may qualify for at 800-535-7128. You may qualify to reduce up to 99% of what you owe or for other special programs. Once qualified and enrolled, you can rest assured that your assets are protected and all collection efforts will be stopped. Billions of dollars in savings are available through these relief programs for struggling taxpayers, but you must call to see if you qualify. To see what savings you qualify for, call 800-535-7128. 800-535-7128. That's 800-535-7128.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports a Southwest plane that went into a Dutch roll was damaged by that incident.
Investigators say a Southwest Airlines plane suffered damage to parts of the structure after it went into a Dutch roll during a flight last month. The National Transportation Safety Board says the roll of the Boeing 737 MAX happened May 25th, but Southwest did not notify the safety board until June 7th. A Dutch roll is an unstable combination of the tail sliding sideways and the plane rocking in a way that causes the wings to roll up and down. No one was injured on the Southwest flight, which landed safely in Oakland, California. A Southwest spokesperson says that they are participating in the investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The average weekly rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage dipped slightly this week to 6.95%, just a little lower than the 6.99% seen a week ago. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Mike Hempen reports on Friday's demolition of a school building that became the site of a deadly school shooting back in 2018.
About two dozen spectators stood just off campus as the demolition started Friday morning. The victims' families were invited to hammer off a piece of the building before the demolition began. Lori Al-Hadef, whose 14-year-old daughter died, was one who did, but she says the demolition brought back painful memories.
When the crane hit the building, it just honestly ignited that scene even further.
Al-Hadef, who's now chair of the Broward County School Board, says the school district will put up something where the building was that will be useful for future students. I'm Mike Hempen.
The February 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School is among the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
That's just for all of you complaining about some sort of buzz or noise in the background. Nah, I won't go there. Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really am. I just, sometimes I find it funny because there's so many things I have zero control over when I'm on the air. you think about the complexity of doing a national program, which, you know, I'm sitting in my home station of Freedom 93.7 in Denver, Colorado. It's being fed to a national operations center in, just outside Los Angeles. And then that's being fed out to, you know, 350 plus stations all over the country, including like the Blaze Radio Network, which is now like a separate network. So when something goes wrong, I know the only thing you can do is bitch to me about something going wrong. I can't do much. I can't really do anything right now. And it's the vagaries of modern technology. We should be surprised anything works at all, right? I mean, come on. Maybe what we need is more green energy in radio. Maybe that would help. So in the last hour, we talked about how the United Nations wants to control how much water you consume. And the claim is that it's scarcity. And many of you pointed out on the text line, which, by the way, I appreciate. I appreciate all the text messages that you send, even the ones when you're bitching at me. I still appreciate those, too. And by the way, if you want to bitch or moan or complain about something, the number's 33103. Just be sure and use the word Mike and or Michael, either one, to start out the message. It's fascinating to me. I mean, California does have plenty of water. The country has plenty of water. Do we go through droughts? Yes. That's like a distribution problem. You know, during the Great Depression, the Dust Bowl there was a lack of water spanning, you know, thousands and thousands of square miles. And so you ended up with the Dust Bowl. That was a drought. That was a severe drought. That happens. It's like the old bumper sticker of, you know, the S word happens. Well, it happens. And it always has, and it's always going to happen. And California has plenty of water. You know, California, do you know how much water California wastes just letting it run off into the ocean? Because you can't have any dams, because, you know, oh, that might hurt some little toad or something somewhere. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But what's subtly happening to us? And I want you to seriously think about this, and I'm going to play some audio for you in a minute. But I want you to seriously think about, they're trying to train us, whoever they are, governments, world governments, you know, local governments. It's always about scarcity. For example, my little water district where my home's located here in Denver, in suburbia Denver. Regardless of whether there's a drought or not, sends us out every year as watering season begins, all the ways, you know, we should conserve water. Put a low flow toilet in. Sure. That way, when I do number two, then I got to flush it 15 times to accomplish the same thing that the old toilets accomplished. I'm not saving any water, but it makes people feel good. I get a low flow toilet. Or I like this one too. Put a low flow shower head in. Okay. That means I'll just stay in the shower twice as long then. And I'll end up using the same amount of water. But it makes people feel good. It's the idea of scarcity. And there's another word for it. It's the degrowth movement. And the degrowth movement wants to shrink the economy. And they think that by shrinking the economy, that that's the way to tackle issues that if we just would allow free markets and the development of technology take over, why, we can continue to grow. There was a time when, you know, the population bomb, I forget, Ehrlich, when he wrote the population bomb, that book. Oh my gosh, if we ever get to the number of people living on the planet that live on the number that live on the planet today, we're all going to starve to death. Well, I got news for you, Dr. Ehrlich. You know what? I could stand to lose a few pounds. I got all the food I need and more. I got, you know, there's a lot of food. Now, is there a distribution problem of food? Yeah, but that's not my issue. That's the issue of the crap hole countries that those people live in. But somehow we have to start thinking about, or they're trying to teach us or train us to think about, scarcity. And we've got to think that, oh, everything is scarce. You know, I had a gentleman on my weekday program, it's probably been a year ago, an oil and gas expert, who talked about with the advent of modern fracking, fracking's been around for 100 years, but with the advent of modern technology in fracking and new developments in fracking and new ways of extracting oil and gas from the earth, we probably have 600 years of fossil fuels. And then I saw a chart the other day about nuclear energy around the world, and the countries that are most rapidly expanding their nuclear energy are countries like China and India. So they're using some of the, if not the cleanest energy for their countries. And you look over here, if you were looking at that chart and you looked at the United States, we're not doing anything. We're stagnant. We have no new nuclear plants planned or on the board or being built or developed. We're just stagnant when we should be doing that. But we're not because, oh, my gosh, we can't do that because we can't. Oh, Three Mile Island. Remember that one? It's scary. And remember the movie? I forget. Who was it? Julia Roberts? Who the hell was in that movie about the nuclear problem in Oklahoma? Oh, my gosh. We all are going to be scared. So we're being trained to think in terms of scarcity. So there's a group called Kite and Key Media. I subscribe to them on Twitter, on X. And they did a video, I think it was this week, about this degrowth movement. And I want to work our way through the video because there's a question that they ask you that I really want you to think about. And I want you to, and before I start playing any of the audio, I always think it's important to take an assessment of where we are. Does it make any difference what your income is? Does it make any difference whether you are considered poor or rich? Take an assessment of where you are right now. You probably have access to things that people in other parts of the world would kill for. Walk in, I'm not talking about inflation, we'll talk about that later, but walk into any grocery store, walk into any department store, if there are any malls left in your city, walk into a mall and look at just every single thing that you can buy if you have the money to do it. Now, you may not have the money to buy everything that you want to buy, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the housing that you have. You may not have the best house on the street. You may not even have the best house in the entire town. You might have the worst house in town. You have a house. You have a roof over your head. Maybe you don't have central air, but you've got a fan. Maybe you don't have natural gas heating, but you might have a space heater. There are places in the world where none of that exists. So if I ask you this question, if you could go back in time and live in any other time, when would that be? Think about when that would be. Text the word Michael to 33103. That's the question to think about. What past would you live in?
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Redding Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have even those of you that call me a sad, sad little man. I'm glad to have you tuning in. Maybe I can enrich your life a little bit by me being the sad, sad little man that leads a pathetic life. I have one of the most wonderful lives you could ever live. I get to do this. I get to do this for a living. It's wonderful. I love my job. So we're talking about this idea of scarcity and how the progressives, Marxists, socialists, communists, they all believe in scarcity. I mean, I've been to the old Soviet Union. I've been to Russia. And I've seen what it's like. I've been to crap hole countries all over the world. I wouldn't trade any of them. Now, some crap hole countries are actually pretty beautiful to visit. If you've never been, say, to Nicaragua, it's gorgeous in some places. At Chile, Argentina, what other crap hole? I mean, I just all over the world. Yeah, they got beautiful geographic places to visit and great cultures, but yeah, they're sad little places. And they live in scarcity. This country doesn't. So Kite and Key have put together a video. It's fairly lengthy. I'm not sure we're going to go through the whole thing. But I'm going to go through enough of it to make you think. Starts out this way.
Imagine the size of your home cut in half. Imagine you open your freezer to find all the meat has been removed. Imagine that your thermostat limits how high you can set the heat or how low you can set the AC. If you woke up one morning to discover this is what happened to your life, what would you call it?
What would you call that? So your house has been cut in half. You can only live in a house half the size that you currently live in. Or if you live in an apartment or a condo that is half the size, the meat that you have in the freezer is gone. Maybe it's been replaced with that fake meat, you know, impossible meat or whatever. And your thermostat is not controlled by you, but it's controlled by a government agency. What would you call that? Well, seriously, what would you call that? Well, guess what many people call that?
For a growing number of people, the answer to that question is progress.
Progress. Is it really progress to create scarcity for all of those things? Think about that for a moment.
If you had a time machine that could take you back to any point in history, where would you go? Ancient Greece? Renaissance Italy? The American founding? Those were all important moments in history, but allow us to suggest a more practical answer.
So there's the question. If you could go back in history and live, not just visit, like there's a lot of places I'd like to go back in history. I'd love to go back to the debates that the Continental Congress had. I'd love to go back when they were debating the Declaration of Independence. I'd love to go back at the time of Christ. I'd love to go back and visit the old Roman Empire. There are lots of places and times that I'd like to visit. But where's the time in the past that you'd like to go live? Have you ever thought about that? What place in history would you like, what time in history would you like to go live?
Offers you time travel, you probably want to go back to sometime last week.
Yep. Sometime last week. If I could go back and live in history at any time, it might be last week. Now, why would that be the answer? Why would the answer be that, you know, if I could go back in time, I'll just go back to last week.
Here's what we mean. While we may be fascinated by the events of the past, most of us wouldn't want anything to do with what it was actually like to live in the past. You'd be sicker. You'd be hungrier. You'd be a lot poorer. And we don't mean to scare you, but you'd also have a hard time finding a Pilates class. Now, here's the thing. Because we live in an era when improving living standards and near constant economic growth are pretty much all we've ever known, we tend to take them for granted. But to put into perspective just how recent a development this is what the history of the world's economic growth looks like.
Now, they're showing a graph here. And it really is, when you think about all of those times in the past, they didn't have constant economic growth. You go back, say, to year one, all the way through the 1750s. It's only until you get to the 1800s and the Industrial Revolution where you have, go back, say, to the year 250, and that's your baseline. And you look at a graph going all the way to say, 1750, that baseline stays flat. There's very little, if any, just minute growth economically. And then, in the 1800s, it's almost, in fact, it turns into a vertical line straight up. And we just continue to grow and expand, and the economy continues to grow and expand. Do we go through recessions? Yes. You know what a recession is? A recession is actually a slowdown in the rate of growth in the economy. It's only a depression, which you do experience every 100 years or so, where there's actually a decline in growth in the economy. But no, not a recession. A recession is just a slowdown in the growth. Otherwise, it's just a straight line. It's like a rocket ship just going straight up. All the rocket ships don't actually go straight up. They actually go sideways to get into orbit. So why would you want to go back and live in the year 1250 or 1776 for that matter?
Now, the difference between this guy's life and this guy's life isn't that large, especially by modern day standards. But the difference in the much shorter time period between this guy's life and this guy's is...
And what they're doing is they're showing the difference between somebody that lived, say, in the year 1000 versus the year 1500. Which is, there's no difference. Or the difference between somebody between 1500 and 1776, no difference. But then when you get to, say, 1800 and even 1900 or 2000, the difference in the lives of those two men is astronomically different. So think about where you'd like to go back and live in history. And why is it that scarcity is being pushed on it? Text the word Michael Mike to 33103. Be sure and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
The terror attacks on October 7th, anti-Semitism has been on the rise, not just in Israel, but here at home in the U.S. and around the world. That's why the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is asking that you stand with Israel to raise your voice, just as Oscar Schindler and Corrie ten Boom did. This pledge is asking Christians to stand with their Jewish brothers and sisters to never be silent, to show the Jewish people they are not alone. They have God and Christians on their side. For the month of June, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is asking Christians to sign this pledge, which will be delivered to the President of Israel to show that Christians in America are not only standing in solidarity, but they are speaking up, too. Take a stand today with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to let the Jewish people know that they're not alone. To sign the pledge, go to supportifcj.org. Supportifcj.org to take a stand today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Oh,
welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Rules of engagement, pretty easy. If you want to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app, you search for The Situation with Michael Brown. And then you hit the subscribe button. And while you're there, you ought to leave a 5-star review, too, just in case. And that'll get you all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program. So they get you 23 hours of me. 23 hours of this sad, pathetic little man on the radio. Yeah, that's what you get. You want to follow me on X, it's at Michael Brown USA. If you want to find an affiliate across the fruited plain, you simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. There's a link there. It's got home, post, podcast, my personal website, how to listen. You click on how to listen. That brings up a great interactive map that shows pin drops all across the country, and then a list below that of all the affiliates and when they air the program and when they re-air, because many affiliates re-air the program over the weekend too. So we're talking about scarcity, because there is a movement among progressive politicians and quite frankly people like Bill Gates who think that we ought to live in a world of scarcity. Now, if you're a billionaire, isn't it easy to tell somebody else that they need to cut back on whatever they're consuming? You know, Bill Gates just bought his daughter an $18 million ranch in Santa Fe, New Mexico, an equestrian ranch. Now, you know, he probably just, you know, put it on the American Express, and he'll just pay it off, you know, next month. But here's a guy that is willing, able to buy his daughter an $18 million equestrian ranch in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and yet he wants to tell us, well, we got to quit eating meat. And we got to quit doing this, and we got to quit doing that, all to save the planet. You know what, Bill Gates, bite me. Just absolutely bite me. You have no room to tell me about scarcity or how I should live my life any more than I have any right to tell you how to live your life. If you want to go buy your daughter an $18 million ranch, have at it. I don't care. But don't tell me how to live my life. So this is all part of what is the degrowth movement. Cut back on your water usage, cut back on your food, cut back on your power, cut back on your energy, cut back on everything. No, 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 no. Because we have shown that in a free market capitalist society, innovation, creation allows everything to expand. And we now live, and the people at Titan Key Media are correct. We become so accustomed to it that we don't realize how good we have it. That's why it's always been a dream of mine. I know it's unrealistic, but in a perfect world, I would like to take everybody that I know, everybody in the world, and take them someplace else and let them see what that someplace else is like. You know, what I'd actually like to do is take 340 million Americans and take them to some crap hole countries. Or take them to the old Soviet Union. Let them see what Russia even today is like. Or take them to communist China. Take them to some crap hole place and let them see what it's like. They come back home and I think they have a different appreciation. Oh, yeah. I just spent, you know, $1,100, $1,500, whatever it is, on a new iPhone. But, oh, I need to cut back on water. Oh, bull crap. Come on. The video continues.
Difference between this and this, which is pretty much the definition of progress. Well, unless you were in the pulling giant quarts of hay business, that job is not coming back. But here's the question. Is all that progress, you know, worth it? These days, more and more people are saying no. Their argument? We're victims of our own success. Yes, we're wealthier and healthier, but at what cost? What about the ways we've damaged the environment, the vast amount of resources we're consuming, and the yawning gap between wealthy countries where people spend absurd amounts of money on luxuries and poor ones where people struggle to even get basic necessities? It's precisely those kinds of questions that have led a growing number of people to embrace a philosophy known as degrowth, in which we consciously try to limit our impact on the planet, in which we try to equalize living standards between countries.
So that's the purpose of degrowth. Limit our impact on the planet and equalize living standards between countries. Okay, who's going to do that? Who's going to enforce that? Who are they? You ever wonder who they are? And how did they become the deciders of what my impact on the planet or your impact on the planet is going to be? And by the way, if we're going to equalize living standards, to what level? Which standard? To the U.S. standard of living or to the Honduras standard of living? And how are you going to enforce that?
So, what would this look like in practice? The European Environment Agency describes it as a world in which we grow in purpose or empathy rather than material standards of living. The best-selling degrowth author, Kohei Saito, says that it means a society that recognizes that it has too many cars, too many skyscrapers, too many convenience stores, and too much fast fashion.
You know, sometimes when I'm stuck in traffic, I think there's too many cars. And sometimes when I am in Midtown Manhattan and I'm I finally decide to get out of the taxi or out of the Uber and walk because it's easier, and it's because there's so many skyscrapers which allow so many people to live and work in such a compact area. Okay, too many skyscrapers. And too many convenience stores. There's too many bodegas in Midtown Manhattan. Too many convenience stores. In fact, in the neighborhood where iHeartMedia is located here in Denver, there are within probably 1 mile of this studio, there's probably a dozen convenience stores. That's too many. Why, I got too many choices. And too much fast fashion? Well, how's your fashion?
Another degrowth scholar says it might mean people in rich countries changing their diets, living in smaller houses, driving and traveling less. He also says, by the way, that it doesn't mean we are going to be living in caves with candles, which honestly sounds like a surefire sign that it means we'd be living in caves with candles.
Yeah. Because if you're going to degrowth, how do you degrowth? And look, I think people should be frugal. People should save. They should preserve. I believe in all of that. But that's not what this is about. This is about telling people that your standard of living is too high. Imagine going back to someone who could time travel from, let's just say, from the American Revolution. And they could time travel to this country today and see what we've been able to do with the free markets and the constitutional form of government that they gave us, the Republican form of government they gave us, and they would be astonished. Now, don't let them see too deep into the corners to see how we're losing it, but let them just see materialistically how well we've done. They would say, see, we told you. And then tell them, okay, now you have to go back and live in, you know, without electricity, and you can, you know, Abe Lincoln, you can still read by the candlelight. Too bad you can't have electricity. I think they wouldn't live in this era. Just like I don't want to live in that era. Do I want to visit that era? Yeah, but I don't want to live in it.
In fact, if degrowth fails to catch on, a big part of the reason why may be that while the idea may initially seem appealing, most people wouldn't want to follow it through to its logical conclusions, and not just for selfish reasons. Want the world to drastically reduce eating meat, as many degrowth advocates do? That would mean denying citizens of the developing world their most calorie-rich food. Want to get rid of fast fashion, the trend of mass-producing stylish clothing at low prices? You'd be imperiling the jobs of the people who make those clothes. Tens of millions of workers in some of the world's poorest countries. And as for making sure that all countries have an equal amount of resources, in practice, that would mean that the developing world would start to look more like the rich one. Instead, research finds it would mean that everybody on the planet would have about the same living standards as the average citizen of Botswana or China, about.
You know, that's a great point. Enforcing global growth, enforcing global degrowth, would require freezing world income at about $17,000 a year. And that means that most people in the world would never even come close to current rich world living standards. Instead, they would at best only be able to reach the level currently enjoyed in China or Botswana. Sometimes when people think about China, they think about Hong Kong or Shanghai. They think about the coastal cities. Well, that represents, maybe 10% of all of China. Most of China is rural and poor, primarily because of the Cultural Revolution of Mao Zedong. Nobody wants to live that way. But that's what degrowth is about. But it gets even worse. Scarcity is not the way to live. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Don't forget. Well, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'll save that for next.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
The Drop here. I recently confronted the sneaky villain, Hydro Shadow. He created a robot that looked like me, and then he activated the robot. But I was able to push the self-destruct button to defeat this inferior threat. If you would like the great taste that can't be imitated delivered to your door, give us a call at 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
A
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Michael Brown, we're talking about scarcity and degrowth. Because we need to learn that this idea that we have to keep cutting back in order to, whatever it is, save the planet, to help people. Me cutting back, if the idea is that me cutting back is going to help a poor person in Bangladesh, there's no logic to that whatsoever. If I want to help a person in Bangladesh, then I ought to help them figure out ways to, you know, find work, create products, change their government, drill for water, whatever it might be. That's how I help them. But if I, you know, cut back my thermostat, it doesn't help them. If I don't have, you know, a steak for dinner tonight, that doesn't help them. But that's what they want you to believe, that somehow doing those things helps them.
$15,000 per person per year. So the bad news, degrowth likely wouldn't even solve the problems it's meant to address. But the good news, we already have at least one way of addressing most of those same problems. It's called growth. The process of countries getting wealthier. Want to reduce carbon emissions? That's already happening in the world's most prosperous nations.
Let's not forget that. In the world's most prosperous nations, if you believe that we need to reduce emissions, then prosperous countries, in this country, they're down 16%. In all of the European Union, it's down 26%. Now, why is that? Because of technological advances. And only rich countries can do those technological advances. So the richer other countries become, that means the more they're able to do good for their society. Free markets, capitalism, republican forms of government, where people have individual liberty, individual freedom to seek their own objectives, that's what improves the world.
Meanwhile, countries like India and especially China are emitting far more than they used to. Want to make sure we do more to help the world's poor? No mechanism has ever done more for them than economic growth. Remember when we contrasted these two worlds? In this one, 76% of the global population lived in extreme poverty.
Yeah, going back to the 1800s, 76% of the world's population lived in extreme poverty. Now let's fast forward to 2022.
This one, 9% did.
9% now live in extreme poverty. What's made that possible? Growth. Not degrowth, but growth.
Want to make our economy less resource intensive? In just the first two decades of this century, the U.S. managed to cut the energy intensity of our economic output by a third. And when you think about it, this all kind of makes sense. Wealthy countries have the luxury to spend time and energy worrying about things like how much meat we're eating or how fuel efficient our cars are. Countries where much of the population is living in fear of poverty, hunger, or disease don't. There's a reason we call them first world problems. Bottom line, the world's biggest problems tend to get solved by the countries with the most resources. So if we really want to tackle those issues head on, we need to be focused on how we accelerate economic growth around the world, not how we stop it. Because the alternative is, well, you know.
Well, the alternative is going back to, hey, going back to the Dark Ages. And I sometimes think that let's shift it from economics, the discussion, to politics. Because the shift economically is great. Growth means that people have, they have more material wealth, they can live better lives, they can live healthier lives, we have more medicine, we have more energy, we have more everything that makes life better for us. That's economic growth. But politically, they want to reverse that. They want to, in other words, like take socialism or communism, either one. They want to reduce standards of living, and they do that by controlling individuals. But it's only through individuals pursuing their own self-interest, choosing to do what they want to do. I want to be a plumber. I want to be an electrician. I want to be a philosopher. I want to be an art major. I want to be a radio talk show host. I want to be whatever. People pursuing those self-interests and having the freedom to do so is what spurs economic growth. And socialists and Marxists and fascists and communists, all the isms, want to restrict that personal freedom and thus restrict that growth. Think about that the next time somebody tells you, hey, you need to cut back on whatever. Really? Nah, I think not. I'm quite happy growing instead of going backwards.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.